It's the Joan Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Liv, I appreciate that you updated my vocabulary so that I can officially classify this popular artist. We want you to hear it before we tell you who it is. But this song, in my opinion, is what the kids call a bop.
We'll be the judge of that.
This thing's a bibbity bop, right?
Nope, not that.
All right, here's a song. Listen to it and then call us at 317-239-1009. Want your feedback, but also want you to try to guess who is this artist. Song so far, Alex?
Well, it's different. I cannot believe that this is real and not a parody.
This is a very famous artist. 317-239-1009. What do you think of this song? Also, do you have a guess on who it might actually be? I think this song, the first time I heard it, I think we all agreed, it kind of sounds like, what, like an SNL parody kind of?
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like. Liv had a really good, she said it sounds like something Andy Samberg would do on SNL with like a wig on.
Yes, he's like dressed up as a girl and he has a wig on. He's like laying in his bed in like a silk nightgown, just like singing it and like rubbing his body.
Good morning, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Flaco.
What do you think of that song?
It's okay. It's all right.
You like it?
Who sings it?
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, look at that. See, this is a bop. We need to play this more.
Mariah Carey is so over. It's like embarrassing. It's painful.
Please don't talk about one of the greatest legends of
all
time.
I didn't say she
like
wasn't a legend, but she
you
is
said
over.
She's over.
Yeah,
I think
that
this
doesn't
is,
mean you're not a legend.
I think this is her comeback song.
Ugh.
You know what, Alex? Hold on. You know what? Let Mariah Carey speak for me.
Funny.
I'm going to keep that now for now on the show. 317-239-1009. Right off the bat, we figured out who it was. Audrey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you like this or what? Do you think it's kind of a joke?
It's all right. It's kind of not her style, but it's okay.
I don't like it. I don't know. It's funny to me. I think it's funny, but I don't take it seriously.
It's just different because she's so much older now. Like, maybe if she made it when she was a little bit younger, it'd be different, but...
Isn't this like an anthem for all the women, though? Like, the guys are just being idiots in their life. You're like...
It's just not her, and I don't think it's going to sit well with people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in, Audrey. Angie on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this new Mariah Carey song? By the way, we're not going to swear, but it's called, the edited version is
GTFO.
Yes, there is an unedited version.
I actually like it. I mean, in the right situation, it's a great song.
What situation would that be?
A bad relationship.
Do you have somebody that you want to go up to and say?
Yeah.
Who do you want to, you know, tell them the GTFO?
I can't disclose.
Oh, okay.
What did they do to you?
Nothing, really, to me personally. Just, you know.
You don't like them.
Work ethics.
Okay, sure. Yeah, coworkers, they can get on your nerves real quick.
What if it's the boss right there? All right. Well, let's do one more. Victoria on the Joe and Alex Show. You heard it if you're just tuning in. Mariah Carey has a new song called GTFO, and it honestly sounds like an SNL skit-like song. What do you think of it?
I like it.
Do you? Now, are you a big Mariah Carey fan?
Oh, I loved Mariah Carey when she was out.
Now, I did too, but this is not good.
Yeah, well, you know, heartache and pain can cause you to bring out the ugly.
Hey, Victoria, thank you for listening and calling in here on the Joe and Alex Show.